16 more countries join the quarantine red list from today, but the Social Democrats say the system has already descended into chaos, barely 3 weeks after it was brought in. Social Democrat co-leader Roisin Shortall is on the line. Good morning to you, Roisin Shortall.
Yeah.
Roisin, you can hear me all right?
Yes, I can.
Perfect. Thank you for joining us on Morning Ireland. I know you say the system has descended into chaos, and you say the government is acting in with chaos and confusion in this regard. But it's not their fault, is it, that people failed to pre-book?
Well, there's a number of points there, Anya. First of all, we should have had enough hotel bedrooms. It seems that there was very little modelling done in terms of the likely numbers that would be seeking hotel quarantining. And, you know, it's not as if there's any shortage of hotel bedrooms. There's about 150,000 vacant bedrooms at the moment. So that should have been in place. It was a straightforward thing, and there should have been sufficient numbers of bedrooms in place. I think the other thing is that we had been assured that people wouldn't be able to actually get onto flights without pre-booking and without having the negative pre-test. And that hasn't happened. So, you know, that message has to get out loud and clear that people will not be able to get onto flights. And that needs to be resolved with the various airlines because we can't have a situation where people arrive here and there's no booking and no room. And that is a chaotic situation. So it seems that even though the government had many months to prepare for this, the preparation wasn't done adequately, and that needs to be addressed now quickly.
So you're saying they haven't done their homework and this is the result?
Yes, I think that's what it amounts to. The adequate preparation hadn't been done. And I think there's other issues there also that arise in relation to the hotel quarantining. I think there are questions about the appeals process, the appeals on humanitarian grounds. The bar seems to have been set very, very high. But also, people, if they have a very genuine humanitarian reason for needing to travel here, and if they have been vaccinated, they can't lodge that appeal before they leave the country that they're coming from. They have to wait till they actually arrive here and go into a hotel and, you know, get into that expense as well. And that doesn't seem to make sense. I think it's important that there should be a process for appealing reasons for travel before a person actually departs. And of course, the other issue then that arises is how the government is going to regard people who have been fully vaccinated and whether there's a requirement for them to go into hotel quarantining. On the surface of it, it would seem that if somebody is fully vaccinated, they shouldn't have to. But that is a matter for medical advice. It's the public health advice that will determine that. And I think it would be helpful if that advice was provided at an early stage.
Are the problems here to do with the complexity of what's being tried to do? Is there too much in on the Department of Health and on the Minister for Health? Or is it a lack of political will?
I think it's a combination of both, because we have to remember that NPHET had first recommended the introduction of hotel quarantining in May and at various stages over the past 9 or 10 months. So the preparation wasn't adequately done. But I also think that, you know, the Department of Health is very, very overburdened at the moment. And when talk of the introduction of the hotel quarantining came in, I and others said that this should be the responsibility of either the Department of Transport or the Department of Foreign Affairs or Justice. And it could be shared between other departments. There's a huge amount of work falling on the Department of Health. And I think it would have been preferable if another department had taken care of that and of the hotel quarantining and dealt with the whole travel area, because there are other gaps in travel as well that we know about, and the lack of enforcement in relation to home quarantining and all of those issues. So, you know, it hasn't received the attention that it should have, and we're paying a price for that now with the chaotic situation.
Yes, but on the other hand, maybe when Leo Varadkar was telling you in the Dáil that Ireland didn't have enough airport hotels or security staff, that it would be impossible to come up with a situation that would, you know, not cause problems if you brought in mandatory quarantine. Maybe he was right.
Well, it's not a question of not having enough hotel rooms. It's that enough hotel rooms haven't been put in place. There isn't a shortage of hotel rooms, as I said, and it's a fairly basic thing that you would get the staffing right then for the numbers that were expected. But as I say, it's not clear that any significant modelling has been done on this and that the proper preparation was put in place. So, you know, that needs to be dealt with now. We discovered late in the day that the system wasn't adequate and it wasn't in place, and that needs to be dealt with now. And there is a need today now to clarify what is happening, given that we know that in recent days there haven't been enough hotel bedrooms, and we also know that today an additional 16 countries are added to the list. So what is actually going to happen today and over the next few days in relation to those people who will be arriving here? But overall, it's a situation where, you know, the government weren't ready for this. That's regrettable, and they need to now put all of the plans in place to cater for the demand that will be there.
We'll be talking to the Taoiseach about this and more after 8 o'clock. Thank you for joining us for the moment. So